Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, look for sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures working up into the lower 80s. Winds out of the north increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 58. For Friday, upper 80s for high temperatures with lots of sunshine. Hotter Saturday, a high of 103 degrees. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier, the owner of the Marion County Record, who was raided last week from law enforcement, taking all the equipment and investigating after being booted out of a public event, is officially speaking out regarding the event, saying the raid from law enforcement is illegal and unnecessary.
Every attorney we've talked to says it. Every person who's read about this story says it. And there's no one, literally no one, who has said it was proper to execute this search warrant. And if there is, let them call me up and tell me. We not only did not do anything illegal, we reported everything we did. And we would have gladly shared almost anything that we gathered with the police if they had asked, instead of wanting to come knock our doors down and throw us out and seize our equipment. So why did they want to seize our equipment?
That audio from Cake News, where they go on to say that they were investigating the owner of Carrie's Kitchen, Carrie Newell, for trying to obtain a liquor license while having a suspended driver's license and DUI. Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
With the ongoing investigations and cleanup efforts and recovery, with the fires going down in Maui, Hawaii, with so far at least 93 people having been confirmed dead and what they're calling the deadliest wildfire to ever hit the United States in the past century. And it's all hands on decks with the recovery effort, with volunteers all over the nation coming in to try and help those that were affected, including right here in the state of Kansas, as volunteers from the American Red Cross, including Shelley Hauser from the Wamego area, said they're taking a passion to try and get people back on their feet.
Some of us are put in different positions. They're basically helping people in the shelter, doing whatever they need. They need help setting up cots, if they need help getting blankets, if we need to stand at the door to make sure that it's only the affected people that are coming in. We don't want any outsiders coming into it. So each one of us has a different position that we do.
If you would like to help, you can text Fire Relief to 51555 or go to salvationarmyhawaii.org.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Amtrak train station in Hastings, Nebraska is undergoing many renovations, where they say they're in the early stages of doing renovations inside of the station. However, the demos are still underway. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to officials, they say that the renovations should be completed right around Thanksgiving time and will have an entirely new look inside and also be handicap accessible, as they're working to extend the platform out to South Colorado Avenue within the city.
We're building and upgrading the lavatories inside the Hastings station. We want to make sure the activation of the doors in and out of the station and in and out of the lavatories at Hastings are accessible for everyone, including actuators, buttons that people can push to open those doors. That's important to us and important to our customers.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4, where they say that it's just good and ethical obligations and business moves to improve and eliminate barriers that inhibit service, but also help with departure times and make things run smoothly.
Get ready for spring.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 364 Marysville School Board meeting Monday unanimously approved for publication a mill levy of 58.972 for 2024, which is nearly even with the previous year. A budget hearing is set for September 11th, 6 p.m. in the Junior-Senior High Innovation Center. Overall district expenditures will top $19 million. Estimated attendance numbers for the new school year include 370 junior, senior high, 341 elementary, and 51 in pre-K. Janine Debley will serve this year as instructional coach and will work with teachers and administration. A number of staff positions were hired, with Trent Becker, transportation director, replacing Ross Wright, who has resigned. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has rescinded a boil water advisory for the city of Oquito. The advisory was issued last week because of a line break, resulting in a loss of pressure in the system. Lab testing samples collected from the city indicate no evidence of bacteriological contamination. All other conditions that place the system at risk of contamination are deemed safe by officials, rescinding a boil water advisory for the city of Oquito. Gage County authorities last week reported that a local resident had purchased a pickup off a social media site for cash and was in fact buying a stolen vehicle. The buyer and seller met in St. Joe, Missouri, and what appeared to be a valid title was presented. When that paperwork was taken to the sheriff's office as required by law, it was discovered to be false. A state fraud investigator is assisting to see if the incident may be connected to other cases in Nebraska. Gage County authorities served a search warrant August 7th east of Blue Springs along East Olive Road between 59th and South 66th Roads. Items reported stolen, recent burglaries in Blue Springs and Wymore, as well as drugs and paraphernalia, were located inside a camper on the property. Charges including suspicion of stolen property, possession of controlled substance with intent to distribute, and related drug charges face 44-year-old Paul Pond and 39-year-old Amber Pond, who were arrested. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is featuring an exhibit of Eleanor Carlson of Blue Rapids. The art Carlson has created over the past 10 years is on exhibit through the month of August. The Arts Center in Marysville is open Thursdays 4 until 6, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesdays 4 until 6. The annual Beatty Meidel Festival Fun begins Friday, with activities continuing Saturday. Kids games and free hot dogs, co-ed softball, a cornhole tournament, and a glow runner planned Friday. Saturday, the truck show will include a convoy beginning at Fairview Corner, leaving at 9 a.m. Milo and corn exhibits, inflatables, kids games, this year axe throwing, horseshoes, and cornhole. They will have a parade Saturday beginning at 4 o'clock featuring the Topeka Drumline, and the Sons of Sterling perform live at 7 Saturday with fireworks at 10 in Beatty. Performers are invited to take part in the annual Pony Express Festival at the Hollenbrook Station State Historic Site near Hanover, Sunday, August 27th. Welcome anytime from 11 to 3. Any talents welcome. Connections with period music especially encouraged. For additional information, contact Bruce Dierking, dierking@bluevalley.net. Tim Davis of Blue Rapids passed away July 15th. A celebration of life service will be held this Saturday, August 19th, noon to 5 at the Blue Rapids Community Center.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, green beans, fruit cocktail, and a cookie. Tomorrow's smothered steak, a mashed potato, Malibu blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Witness the cutting-edge humor that catapulted stars like Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Keegan-Michael Key, Stephen Colbert, Chris Farley, and even Mike Myers. As the most influential name in comedy, The Second City comes to Marysville High School Friday, August 18th at 7 p.m. Experience a night of laughter and brilliance as the next rising stars of Comedian Rhapsody deliver their best sketch comedy, songs, and trademark improv. Tickets are $15 and available by calling or texting 785-859-4260 or online at marshallcountyarts.org.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As high pressure dominates our weather pattern for today, expecting pleasant conditions and temperatures on the cooler side of average, with highs by this afternoon working up into the lower to middle range of the 80s, but a gradual warming trend expected over the next few days as that high pressure system slides on off to the east and a warm frontal boundary eventually works up from the southwest. Highs in the upper 80s, close to that 90-degree mark by the time we get to Friday, and then looking to stay high and dry into your upcoming weekend, expecting lower 100s for high temperatures both Saturday and into the day on Sunday. Still not expecting any precipitation chances through the first half of the upcoming work week, and still on the hot side as well, with highs around 101 looking at your Monday. Still expecting lower 100s on Tuesday, with highs still well into the 90s even into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 67. And the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:40. It's 64 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 17th of August. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Dodgers make it 10 in a row. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Bottom of the second in Los Angeles. Dodgers hosting the Brewers.
Tied at one, bottom of the second. There's a fly ball to left field. Miguel Rojas with a power surge. He hadn't hit a home run in more than a year until a couple of weeks ago.
The call on KLAC, Miguel Rojas continued his hot streak, starting a string of six runs unanswered for the Dodgers en route to a 7-1 decision over Milwaukee, Dodgers' 10th straight win. The Braves were going for a three-game sweep of the Yankees in Atlanta. Bottom second, Marcell Ozuna extended his hitting streak to 14 games. Up next,
Eddie Rosario to the plate, and he hits a high fly ball towards left center field. Bader going back. Bader to the wall. A two-run homer.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. Eddie Rosario's blast was all the scoring in the game. Braves shut out the Pinstripers 2-0. The once-proud Yankees fall a game under 500. Rubber game in San Diego, Padres-Orioles, bottom seven, Pods up 4-2.
Tatis hit third, two outs. Fernando takes off. He's going to steal home without a play.
The call on KWFN, Fernando Tatis Jr. put the finishing touches on the Padres' 5-2 win over the Orioles. Cubs-White Sox at Wrigley, bottom nine, Sox leading 3-1, but with two Cubs on.
And the 1-2, swinging a drive toward right center. Back goes Robert, back near the stands. That ball is gone. A game-winning home run for Chris Morrell.
Pat Hughes, WSCR, with the call. Cubs walk off the White Sox 4-3. The Angels blanked the Rangers 2-0. Rays beat San Francisco 6-1. And Detroit edged Minnesota 8-7. Falling on his sword, sources confirmed to ESPN that U.S. Women's National Soccer Team manager Vlatko Andonovski has resigned in the wake of Team USA's embarrassing exit from the World Cup. An announcement from the U.S. Soccer Federation is expected later today. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Thursday, but before we get going on this Thursday, let's check in on yesterday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. Looking at corn for September, looked like this, 469.5. That's up 5.5. December corn finished at 481.5, and that's up 6. Looking at Kansas City wheat for September, 743. That's up 5.5. Kansas City wheat for December, 752.5. That's up 7. Looking at oats for September, 440.75, that's up 11.25. December oats at 450.75, and that's up 13.5. Soybeans for September, 1334.75, that's up 11.5. November soybeans, 1323.5, that's up 18.25. Taking a look at cotton for October, 85.32, that's down 88 cents. Cotton for December, 84.72, that's down 38 cents. Live cattle for August, $178.77.5, down 32.5 cents. High was $179.90, low $178.62.5. October live cattle, $179.27.5, that's down 70 cents. High, $180.50, low $179.10. Feeder cattle for August, $245.37.5, down 50 cents. High was $246.52.5, low $245.20. September feeders, $249 was your final price today, down 77.5 cents. High $250.45, low $248.77.5. And that's a get your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. We'll get going on this Thursday here in just a few and keep you up to date all day long.
Friday, August the 18th, Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be selling over 300 head of choice reputation Angus, black white face, and a few red Angus fall calving cows and bred heifers, including two dispersals. These cattle will start selling at 11 a.m., and many are 2 to 5 years old. They're all bred to calving ease registered bulls. This will be an outstanding offering of fall calving cows. We'll also be selling several consignments, replacement heifers, and feeder calves. For more information on these fall calving cow consignments to sell at the Manhattan Commission Company Friday, August the 18th at 11 a.m., please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Kansas State University's College of Agriculture holds many great opportunities for students. Kansas State University College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Minton discusses what's new on campus and what strides the college is making in advancing for the future. K-State Agriculture Economist Dustin Pindle has recently led a Center for Animal Health Economics for the Americas.
Dr. Dustin Pindle is one of our very, very accomplished agricultural economics professors. And, you know, he's really one of a few worldwide economists who focus on animal health. And he had a really great idea, brought it to college leadership. And, in fact, we visited with folks at the university level as well about going after a Center for Animal Health Economics of the Americas. And so, yeah, this process has been in the works for quite some period of time, and Dr. Pendle showed great leadership, and actually we received word not too very long ago that it's official and this is going to be established here. You know, it'll take some time to get it going, but really looking forward to the impact of this center. It fits with K-State being an animal health corridor. The economic implications of livestock health and disease are really at the heart of this center, so we're really happy that Dr. Pendle was able to pull this off.
Minton discusses how the diversity of their research extension team makes it one of a kind.
This points up the fact that we've just got a real diversity of expertise throughout our extension system. And one is a story brought that was brought forward by one of our specialists, Dr. Elizabeth Kish, just speaking about various aspects of financial, she called it ecosystem within lifetime financial success, and trying to understand those things which contribute to household finances. And I think what the story really points out is often there are no right or wrong answers, but it's a matter of understanding various aspects of things and settling in on what one's level of risk and comfort are with financial risk.
He highlights the work that's being done for updates on K-State's Manhattan campus.
Because it seems like I've been living it day in, day out, we're still continuing to develop our fundraising to support the building efforts that we have going, the Ag Innovation Initiative. So just in brief, the agronomy project north of the football stadium, the new animal science arena up by the Stanley Stout Center campus, the Global Center for Grain and Food Innovation, and then significant renovations to Cull and Weber Hall. These are things that we've been talking about for well over a year and still trying to push that project forward.
That was Kansas State University College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Minton with updates on the College of Agriculture as it strides to make it better for the future. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting over 500 early consignments for the sale today. And those consignments include 13 black and red steers off grass weighing 5 to 600 pounds, 26 mostly black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 20 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7, 10 mostly black steers and heifers 6 to 700 pounds, 70 black steers at 6 to 850. 70 black Charolais steers off grass, 8 to 850. 78 mostly black steers off grass, weigh 8 to 9. 45 crossbred steers off grass, 8 to 9 and a quarter. 180 black and Charolais steers, they're off grass, 825 to 875. And 60 black steers off grass, weigh 9 to 9 and a quarter. 11:30 a.m. start with Coles at Marysville Livestock Incorporated for their cattle sale today. And a reminder, the CalFe lunch special will be chicken fried steak.
Have you noticed that Swiss cheese isn't quite what it used to be? All about the mystery of the disappearing holes on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 17th, the 229th day of the year. Actor Robert De Niro turns 80 today, and this was the final day of the Woodstock Music and Art Fair in 1969. Why is Swiss cheese full of holes? They're created by carbon dioxide bubbles formed in the aging process, but you may have noticed fewer holes in recent decades. That's because the U.S., in order to prevent malfunctioning of deli slicers, is regulating the maximum allowable size. And it's recently been discovered that old-time milking methods, which allowed hay particles to settle into the product, also contributed to more holes. More hygienic operations have eliminated those. Producers may soon have to create artificial holes just so we recognize it as Swiss cheese. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. Sunshine 65 this hour. Summer warm-up kicks into high gear. We may hit the century mark by week's end. Highs around 90 here today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a new era for athletics at the University of Kansas after the announcement of the re-envisioned David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium that's set to open in 2025. As Cake News reports, the announcement came from the Jayhawk Welcome Center earlier this week, where they say construction on the new football stadium is set to begin in December of this year, where they say the stadium will be able to feature new seating, more food and beverage offerings from concessions, along with more restroom facilities. The plan also is set to build a conference center and multi-use facilities, as well as combination of new retail and dining outlets for KU students and employees to enjoy on campus.
Generational, transformational, historic, and a day that I really believe we'll look back on some years down the road, and only then will we grasp the significance of this launch point.
That was the Chancellor of Kansas University, Doug Girard, on Cake News, where they say the first phase of the construction will begin shortly after the football season this year at the end of 2023. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristand 455 TQ Alfalfa is a Roundup-ready alfalfa with a good winter hardiness and averages 4 to 5 cuttings a season. Check out Ameristand 455 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
It's a bit of a rough start for the Kansas City Chiefs, wrapping up game number one of the preseason that happened on Sunday last week, as the Kansas City Chiefs ended up placing tight end Jody Fortson on a season-ending injury reserve list, along with placing three other wide receivers on the injury list for competing for a job after the preseason opener. Fortson had appeared for the Kansas City Chiefs in 19 different games with 14 catches and 155 yards and 2 touchdowns over the past 2 years with the team. The announcement came from the Chiefs as they also announced losing wide receiver Nico Romingo for a dislocated shoulder, Justin Ross to a knee and hamstring injury, and Amir Smith-Marset for a groin injury that began their final week of camp at the Missouri Western State University. Overall, according to head coach Andy Reid, they say that they've been relatively healthy throughout training camp, with the biggest losses coming from wide receiver Kadarius Toney having a knee injury that happened back in late July, but could be back for the early part of the season. Kansas City Chiefs are back in action again on Saturday on the road against the Arizona Cardinals at 7 p.m. kickoff.
Beatty Model Festival proud to host the Sons of Sterling with Red Dirt and Rock and Country Music live Saturday night beginning at 7. Fireworks at 10. It's the Sons of Sterling live Saturday night in Beatty.